Go.
Let me out of this bunker. I want out of this bunker.
Welcome back to Championship Week Video.
It's a cage. I sleep on a cot.
Night or day four, I am Chad Sherwood. I'm not in the puppet bunker. Down there is John Salica. He's not in the puppet bunker. Over there is David Griggs, locked away, safely away from humanity.
Why don't we put somebody else in a bunker?
Well, I think the cot is an upgrade over the cement floor from last year, isn't it?
It is, but it's still a bunker.
You got a cot. You got a couple of pots to do whatever you need to do in.
I do have quite a few televisions in here, if you've been seeing those tweets.
David, you can watch the games. You've got an internet connection. What more could you want?
Oh, a lot.
This is our video notebook. We're going to do some news and notes to start the show. And we had a lousy, boring finish between the Louisville-Virginia game tonight. So that we're not going to discuss that one, right, David?
Oh, Louisville has just not been having a good year. It started back in August when it even started before that when they came under investigation for using ineligible players. The stripper gate, as it's known, but in reality it was an eligibility issue. It continued on to them losing that appeal. They've since lost a championship along with about 100 or so other wins. They've lost multiple close games to good teams this year, including one tonight, in one of the most spectacular ways possible.
It was amazing. If you didn't see it, you got to watch it. A stupid turnover on a travel on a baseline inbounds pass by Louisville.
Which followed a stupid foul, by the way, that put –
Yeah, which was followed by an insane banked-in three-pointer at the buzzer to give Virginia the win. And we were talking about whether Louisville would storm the court. Virginia stormed the court.
Yeah, and this was a win Louisville really needed. I mean, for Virginia, they would have been on the one line regardless. They were still in really good shape. I mean, this certainly keeps them up there, and it was, I guess, a confidence-building win. But Louisville kind of needed this to feel safe. Right now, fringe bubble. And it might – oh, boy. It's not happy times at Louisville.
A few other notes. There were some other close games tonight. NC State suffered a bad loss at Georgia Tech tonight. But I think we got to take a few more seconds to discuss the Arizona situation, where it was amazingly a good day in Arizona, as Arizona both got their head coach back as he's going to fight ESPN and fight the FBI and fight everybody.
Yeah,
and they got Alonzo Sherback, who is not taking steroids.
He's fighting ESPN for alleging that he had to fight the FBI. Whether somebody is going to come out of this looking really, really bad. ESPN, I don't know if they're right. I don't know if they're wrong. They seem pretty convinced that they're right because the original story is still up. Now, you're the lawyer, but if they thought that they were wrong, I don't think they would still have it up. And not only is it still up, they linked there was a link to the original story and the story they ran the day. So somebody is going down there, but Arizona coming out with both middle fingers in the air today and back to their old form as they sweated out Stanford at home.
They sweated out Stanford at home. Those were the news and notes. I guess the biggest news and notes. Also, if you want to scroll down the website, you can check out our bracket rundown show we just did. That was what else are we going to do today? Are we done?
No, we got conference championship week, day four. This is the notebook.
Oh, notebook. Okay. Yeah, Salica, why aren't you on top of some of this stuff?
As I'm doing some, research for some other topics.
Oh, Salica's doing his own show. Forget it. What show are you doing, Salica?
The Kyle Lamb Show, naturally.
He's doing another show. I don't even know what we're doing anymore. Semi-final day in the Atlantic Sun today. How about that? Let's start there.
Two really just riveting games.
David, we've lost your sound, David.
Okay, the sound is back.
Okay.
Much better. Two riveting games today in the A-Sun. You know, North Florida actually squeezed Gulf Coast a little bit. It was a game for a half. They were right in there. Not right in there in the second half. Kind of what we expected yesterday. Two pretty decisive wins. Chalk holds the two best teams meeting up in the final. at Gulf Coast. It should be a fun one, and that is Sunday.
That's coming up on Sunday. That'll be one of the first championship games. The OVC will be the first one. This was just a complete snoozer of a day, though. Nothing, really.
Snoozer of a day today, but it will give Gulf Coast a chance to avenge a home loss they had at Lipscomb a couple weeks ago, where they were pretty much mailing it in until this checkpoint.
Let's move over to some quarterfinals where we had some little better action tonight. Let's start with the Patriot League. All four games were going on at once. This was kind of fun to watch all four games at once, although you needed to get a few extra screens to do so. Salika, after last night or two nights ago when you correctly predicted two upsets in whatever conference it was that you predicted them in.
Northeast.
You called the Holy Cross game and the BU game tonight, didn't you?
I think the puppet called BU, and I said Holy Cross had a decent chance to pull it off, but I certainly didn't think they were going to win as decisively as they did at Navy. Although BU was they were up, I think, as many as 20 in that one before Lehigh made a late run to make the margin more respectable.
Yeah, respectable margin. These really weren't that many. The only game that's somewhat close, actually, was Bucknell's win over Loyola, David.
Yeah, and it was close. Loyola right in there all the way till the end. Bucknell, kind of an uninspired showing there. Now, one of the things that's interesting, they do not reseed this tournament. So Bucknell playing Boston U, who beat them earlier in the year, I think back in January, that game was at Bucknell. So while Bucknell really strong, still expected to win, there is precedent to think that Boston can win that game, but playing Boston, not Holy Cross, despite Holy Cross being the poorer seeded team.
Correct. Big stuff today. We also had quarterfinal action, and one of the games is not even on the screen there. Let's see if we can get that figured out, why it's not there. We do know that UNC Asheville, Radford, and Winthrop all picked up wins today, and I think that Liberty won that game, but it's not on the screen.
Yeah, Liberty. That was the one that we were the most excited about, and Liberty led the entire way. Kind of a really good showing by Liberty. I didn't think much of them coming into this. Tytel picked them to win the whole tournament, but just kind of a really surprising day. Longwood, who was awful, only won three games prior to this tournament, really good showing today, led for most of the game against Radford. Radford actually didn't get control of that until the final minute or two. Winthrop, all kinds of trouble with Gardner Webb. And Asheville, was that game actually tied in the final minute? It was close, but I think it was a tie game very late in that game.
It was a tie game very late. Our colleague, good friend Rocco Miller, who can't be with us tonight, did call the upset there, actually, and I thought he was going to be right until the very end. By the way, that was a 73-59 win by Liberty over Campbell. It was kind of a blowout. We'll get that fixed when we come back to the screen again tomorrow night.
It's probably fixed down there because we post the brackets.
Yeah, down there. It's
down in the notebook, yeah.
Up there, it's not at the moment. Where else do we have quarterfinals? Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, do we want to take a preview of tomorrow night's games here in the Big South? We better look at those first.
Who's Asheville playing?
Asheville is playing Liberty tomorrow night. Okay. Asheville, Liberty, Radford, Winthrop. David, do you see Asheville falling to Liberty as Tytel?
I would say not, but after today, it's kind of hard to have that much confidence in them. They were really strong at home all year long, but, I mean, they really struggled today. Now, I do think they're going to get it together by tomorrow. The crowd will certainly be out in full force in favor of them as part of home court advantage. In a semifinal game. I don't think Liberty gets it done, but wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world if they did.
All right. John, it was OVC quarterfinal day, only two quarterfinals in the OVC, but we thought we would have a couple of blowouts. Instead, we actually had a pair of pretty good games here with Jackson, but the top two seeds did advance.
And it looked like Eastern Illinois was going to be doing the blowout on their end, but Austin Peay was able to come back from a double-digit deficit in the second half, so at least that'll help to keep chalk holding for the time being. But at the same time, I think it's been 5 years at least since a number one seed has actually won the OVC, so I'd be a little reticent to stay on Murray State's bandwagon for that reason.
David, I'm predicting that Jacksonville State will beat Austin Peay in the championship game.
I'm predicting Jacksonville State will win the championship game simply because Ray Harper is the coach. Ray Harper's in the semifinals, and we all know what Ray Harper does when he's coaching in the semifinals. He wins, regardless of seed or whatever had happened before. It's not that far-fetched. Murray was clearly the best team all year long, but it's not crazy to think Jack State could win this.
That's where I'm going. I'm going Jack State, and I'm going with it. But I'm going both upsets tomorrow.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Belmont, really good 3-point shooting team, but they're sort of a live and die by the three. It's not crazy to think Austin Peay could beat them. So.
We had second round day today in the Big Ten tournament. Four games. This was actually a lot of fun today, the Big Ten.
Monstrosity of a tournament.
Huge tournament here, but Wisconsin with a fun win, a good game over Maryland, and well, not good game, but with a close win over Maryland, I guess we'd call it. And
then
on what was the second game of the afternoon, David, though, with Michigan, Iowa going overtime, and the game that I just had this feeling the whole game that Michigan was in trouble. Bohannon for Iowa hits the three at the buzzer to force overtime. I thought they were dead, and somehow they bounced back in overtime to win it.
Right, and Michigan would have been in the field, I'm almost absolutely convinced, had they lost the game. I think we've already locked them in, but this is a chance for them to grow their profile a little bit. It's matched up to where we could potentially see Michigan State in the semis. That would be kind of fun, although it's not very likely. Nebraska is probably going to blow through this whole field and win it because Tim Miles is coaching, and that's generally an X factor. But how about your Rutgers Scarlet Knights going up against Indiana and spoiling what would have been an Indiana-Purdue quarterfinal, which I think most people that like rivalries wanted to see. Thanks a lot, Chad.
The tournament's in Madison Square Garden. Rutgers is making a run. They haven't made a tournament run since they were in the Big East playing in Madison Square Garden. They're just getting back to their roots here. Knock it off Indiana.
Yeah, I hate to do this, but I have to give you props because as much as I don't like giving you credit, you had a fantastic tweet this morning that dealt with the number of games Rutgers has won at Madison Square Garden. I felt compelled to tweet it to the New York Knicks.
Yes. And it wasn't my own stat. Somebody else said it first, I'll admit it. I repeated it. But Rutgers won more games in the month of February at Madison Square Garden than the New York Knicks did.
And so far, that holds true for March so far as well.
I'll go one further, David. Rutgers won more games in February and March in Madison Square Garden than the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers combined now.
I don't watch the NBA, but I take it the Knicks are not having a good year.
The Knicks have not won a game in February at home. The Rangers have not won one game in February at home. Rutgers has won two games at Madison Square Garden now.
Right.
Sleeka, what do you like tomorrow, these games? Michigan State, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, round three, and Purdue Rutgers.
I'm sure Michigan State was probably hoping they would get a Maryland, given that Wisconsin has become a dangerous matchup in recent weeks. But again, the game of the day has to be Nebraska and Michigan because the Huskers absolutely must win this one. And we'll also have to see if Ohio State can finally break the master lock that Penn State has on them this year.
The game of the day is at 9:00, Rutgers-Purdue. Rutgers going for the semifinal bid here. Come on.
Yeah, David, Rutgers wins that, it would be the game of the day. I think Nebraska could get in if they win tomorrow, but I think they need to win their next two. If they win their next two, I think they're absolutely in. They just don't have the profile that will impress the committee, largely because the dark web has altered it. They've changed it. It's a conspiracy against them. But if they win the next two, I don't see how the committee could leave them out, especially when we start to look at the bubble.
I agree with you if it's Michigan and Michigan State, but what if we have an upset tomorrow with Wisconsin beating Michigan State? Now you look at, you get a nice win over Michigan, but the Wisconsin win is not going to be that great of a win.
Well, yeah, and at that point, you just got to start thinking about winning the tournament. Somebody said something today, I want to say it was Jerry Palm, that was interesting, that Nebraska got lucky because Michigan won. And I understand that thought process. It gives them the chance to get one of the two quality ones that they really need. But the other way in to the NCAA tournament is to win this one. And the bracket collapsing in their favor isn't the worst thing in the world because it means that you can advance.
Now, I would have rather played Iowa if I was Nebraska, absolutely. And I would have, because the point here is to try to win the tournament. That, you know.
Yeah. You win the tournament, you're in.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go over to the Metro Atlantic, where I've touted them last night as my pick. Here we go again. I got the shirt. Monmouth Hawks won today, David. We don't even need the screen anymore. They're going to go right, Salika. Monmouth won.
I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings.
This was a rather colossal meltdown.
They lost? I turned it off at halftime. They were up by like 30.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were up by 50 with about 8 minutes to go.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that the Monmouth Hawks are not going to win the tournament.
No, they will not. They still could. They've only lost one. All right. Yeah.
Like I said all along, Ryder's
Ryder. Yes. Yeah. Ryder, the New Jersey school. Yes. Right.
I thought he was going to rip that Monmouth shirt off.
I was afraid. I didn't know what he was doing. I was very afraid for a moment. I was suddenly happy to be in the bunker.
Monmouth, they're gone. Ryder's our team now. Salika, you picked them. Ryder's going up against St. Peter's tomorrow. Tomorrow, as well as – there's only two quarterfinals tomorrow. The other one's going to be Canisius and Quinnipiac.
I had picked Ryder, but as I had also mentioned during the other podcast, if Niagara beats Fairfield, that would give everyone in the Big Four in Western New York 20 wins in the regular season, which would be a first in the Buffalo era.
Yeah, that'll be Sunday's game. That'll be Saturday's game, Niagara and Fairfield. But, David, how about do we see an upset tomorrow? Only the top two seeds in action tomorrow. Do you see an upset in either one of those games?
I don't. I think Ryder is going to cruise that one. They don't have home court advantage, but at least it's a neutral floor, so they're not being punished. I don't see an upset at all tomorrow.
Right. Ryder all the way, like I picked from the start. That's why I've worn the shirt all the way. Mr. Valley Conference, we had first round action today where Northern Iowa knocked off Evansville and Missouri State took care of Valpo. That was actually Valpo made a run late.
It was not that good of a game. Right, it wasn't. I mean, Missouri State was in control for most of the game, but like you said, Valpo made it a little bit interesting. It wasn't interesting for most of the game, but we do get the Barry Hinson shootout, his current team against the former team. Do we have anything? Chad, bring it up.
I have something to talk about with Barry Hinson. Let's change the screen here for a second. Let's see if we can get this up here.
Is this the barbecue, sir?
Saluki victories and barbecue. And boy, I have a deal for you. Barry Hinson's barbecue sauce. This year at all Saluki athletic events, we're going to sell this barbecue sauce and all the proceeds go to academics for our athletes. You can put this on meat, and if you don't like meat, well, shoot, drizzle it on your cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
This ain't the best barbecue sauce you ever had. Well, I reckon you're a liar.
I would like to get Barry Hinson to autograph my bottle of Barry Hinson barbecue sauce.
Well, David, I've got my bottle of Barry Hinson barbecue sauce right here, and I got something special. We have his former team, Missouri State, his current team, Southern Illinois, going head-to-head tomorrow night. I got us some cauliflower, too.
Oh, yeah. Drilling on the cauliflower.
So we can put our barbecue sauce here.
Yes.
Yeah. Right on our cauliflower. Yeah. There it goes.
All right.
Let's try this out here. Barry Hinson barbecue sauce right on our cauliflower. That's just about the best dang barbecue sauce I ever had.
Even on cauliflower.
And if not, I reckon you're a liar.
You're a liar.
I prefer it on meat, but.
So what were we doing anyhow?
I don't know.
Well, this cauliflower is pretty damn good cauliflower with some barbecue sauce. There we go. Have any upsets tomorrow? John, what do you think?
I would keep an eye on Northern Iowa, but I do think Loyola is actually going to pull that one out. But I don't see Illinois State nor Southern Illinois falling, to be sure.
Yeah, they all have potential, but Northern Iowa, I kind of agree with John. Loyola better not sleep through that. And that's the kind of game we were talking about this during our bracket rundown. Is there enough to get Loyola inside the bubble if they don't win the conference tournament? Maybe, but not if they lose that one tomorrow. And Northern Iowa has the potential to be really good. It's just that they weren't for most of the year, but there were times they played really well. So you can't just completely write them off.
How do we know that's not popcorn that Chad's eating?
I don't know. It's that Barry Hinson barbecue sauce.
Sorry about that. I was eating my dinner there. I thought the show was done. That's dang good barbecue sauce.
Yeah. One of the things I'm looking forward to tomorrow is the post-game press conference with Barry Hinson, win or lose.
Let's go on to a few conferences that are actually going to be starting late tomorrow. We got three new conferences we haven't seen yet tipping off. Start out in the Southern Conference.
Oh, love this one. And how about that game tomorrow? The gym. Citadel-VMI.
Citadel-VMI, one of the best rivalries in this conference. Samford-Chattanooga is the late game. I really like Citadel's chances in that early game. But
I do too. They're having a really good year. And East Tennessee State tanking it, unfortunately avoiding the Citadel in the quarterfinals.
Maybe that's why they did it, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go East Tennessee State. I think they're gonna bounce back and take this tournament. What do you think, David? John, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I agree.
John,
I think Greensboro is gonna get revenge for what happened last year, but at the same time, also keep an eye on Western Carolina to possibly play spoiler for maybe one or two games in the bottom half of the bracket here.
I think they're going to spoil their own dinners when they lose to Furman in the quarterfinal. But, yeah, that's my pick. Horizon League also kicking off tomorrow. Cleveland State, Youngstown State, and Green Bay versus Detroit in the 8, 9, and 7, 10 games.
Then again, it's like which of these teams are going to advance to the finals, because that seems to be the norm in this league.
Last year, only Northern Kentucky did not get upset. They won as a favorite seed in every game. Every other game that was played in this tournament was an upset by seed.
Yeah.
Even the 8-9, 7-10 game. We had Milwaukee in the finals. I don't think Detroit makes the finals this year. I don't think Milwaukee makes the finals. I think Wright State's going to take this bid.
That was going to be my pick, too. Beat Northern Kentucky twice this year. It's hard to beat anybody a third time. But I just got the feeling that Wright State, when they were good, they were good. They need to play up to their ceiling. But if they do, I think they're better than anybody else.
I am going to I think Illinois-Chicago, while they had a good season, they may have a tough first-round opponent there with Milwaukee, who's had some very big wins this year. Northern Kentucky, Oakland in a semifinal is going to be real tough on whoever gets out of that game. John, what do you think, though?
I would be very careful about picking a team like Wright State, because they did match up well against Northern Kentucky, but Milwaukee actually swept the Raiders this year. And by the same token, if Oakland can somehow win their opener against IUPUI, they can also be a matchup problem for Northern Kentucky. So I actually will stick by my original pick and say Oakland will somehow come out of this with a victory.
That's not a bad pick at all. The Oakland team really underperformed all season. We do like Greg Camp, a fun head coach there too.
Yeah.
Granted, Oakland has yet to win a game in Detroit in the current Horizon League setup, so there is that.
Well, they have to play so far from home, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
West Coast Conference also gets underway tomorrow.
And enjoy your win if you win tomorrow.
Yes.
Both these teams set up to get thrown to the wolves.
Here's the big question. Do any games other than the final between Gonzaga and St. Mary's St. Mary's matter in this tournament? Should we even bother watching, David, or is it just a complete waste of time?
It's a waste of time in the sense that, like, they're all elimination games. There's 10 teams in this conference. 8 of them need to win the tournament to get in. So,
I guess a good rule of thumb here is any game on ESPN or ESPN2 is going to be worth watching. If it's the W.TV, just go ahead and change the channel or internet stream.
I just noticed that BYU TV not showing the tournament this year.
BYU TV will have those ones that are the WTV games also. Local TV, BYU TV. There wasn't enough room to write them all in there.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Zags here, David.
Yes. I think they win spectacularly.
John.
I have to go with Gonzaga here.
Yeah. One more conference we want to update you on, the Pac West. Congratulations to Azusa Pacific, avoided the upset loss to Chaminade and gets Cal Baptist tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's sorry about their luck.
I give you a little update here, a little live update here also.
Look at this.
Game has gone final. Concordia upsets Point Loma. So we'll type it right on in as we speak. Concordia against Dixie State in the late game tomorrow.
Yeah. And again, and the winner of that gets to lose to the team of the people, Cal Baptist. this year's Division II national champs. So exciting stuff.
Their quest for winning to win the Pac West tournament starts tomorrow, followed by the Division II tournament. We'll keep you up to date on all of that.
And we should also emphasize those times are Eastern on there, not Pacific.
Yeah.
Yes. No, they don't start games at 10 o'clock Pacific time. That's not the way that they work it there. Survival board time.
Yes. Lots of teams coming. Lots of teams coming off today. It was kind of a busy day.
Well, this was where we were heading into the day, 321 teams. Teams, you can see at the bottom there, for example, the ACC. David, we see some teams in bold. Those teams are locks. That means that they are in the field no matter what.
It does. That's what that means.
Watching this right now, we'll be able to know that they are locks, correct?
Right, yeah. The selection committee, when they sit down and meet, they come to this site, and that's what they know how to do. That's how they know what to do. I said that backwards, but yeah.
How about the teams that are italics, like Louisville and Florida State and NC State?
They might get in. That's up to the committee to decide. We don't really tell them whether or not they should take those teams, just that they should consider them.
What about a team like Georgia Tech or Pitt?
No, you're not supposed to take that team unless they win the conference tournament.
So they're still on the board there because they
they're on the board because they're still playing. But once they're done playing, they're coming off.
Teams that lost today, like Monmouth or Siena or North Florida, they need to come off the board, correct?
Right. You know, they lost. They're not in italics. Now, had they been in italics, then they would have stayed on the board, but they were not.
And here we go to find out what happened. There it is, magically, suddenly down under 300. 290 teams left.
Right. So, I mean, again, getting closer and closer to that, to the one. So
see, only two teams left, for example, in the Atlantic Sun, just Gulf Coast and Lipscomb. One of them will become bold and all caps. The other will be gone from the board, correct?
Right. Yeah, that is right.
And in the case of the Ohio Valley, they will be the first to be bold and all caps as of Saturday night.
Yep, they will be. But four teams left now. So, again, there's 299 teams that are still playing. All 299 get to play until someone beats them.
All right. Well, I guess on that note, we should we go to our trivia contest, or should we just eat some more cauliflower?
Well, no. I mean, again, like I get to get out of this bunker now. I think I got the question right yesterday. I'm convinced that I was right.
Sorry, I'm muting here. Oh, you want a trivia question, huh?
Well, yeah. Like, and again, how does this work? Like, I get the question right, and I get to get out of this bunker.
Yeah, and you're allowed to have help, so Sleepy, you can help him out. We've got a trivia question. This is a contest. Once David locks in his final answer, we will compare it to what our panel of experts has determined the correct answer is. If he gets it right, he's out of the
And these are college basketball questions. Well, how come I wasn't on the panel of experts? I'm an expert.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's grab one here. Let's grab one at random here. Oh, here's a fun one, David. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This school, coached by Bobby Knight in 1976, was the last team to go undefeated and win the national championship. Name the school.
Oh, well, this one's easy. I know this one. It's the Indiana Hoosiers. Everyone talks about the 76 team. You hear it whenever anyone gets up to seemingly January and hasn't lost yet, or February hasn't lost yet. I think it's – what's crazy is that the year before, I think they only lost one game, and it was after – I think it was a Sweet 16 game to Kentucky after losing a key player to injury, and they barely lost. So, I mean, they almost went – you know, winning all their games in 76, but winning all but one of their games in 75, 76. Just an incredible run. Yeah, Indiana Hoosiers. All right.
That would be the regional final in 1975. Oh,
yeah, so not the Sweet 16, but the what's now known as the Elite Eight. So I guess I'm out of here.
Okay, well that's – so you conferred with John, and you're ready to go that Indiana
– Indiana Hoosiers. Everybody, this is a common knowledge question, yes.
The answer, in fact – is Hickory from the movie.
That's not even a college. That's a high school team.
David, the card says
Bobby Knight never coached there.
Didn't you see the movie Hoosiers? That was a great movie. They went undefeated. They won that.
It took place in the 50s.
David, I'm sorry. Another day.
Who is fact-checking me? Who is the panel of experts that we supposedly have?
I guess on that note, listen, did you have any final thoughts besides
David? Yeah, the trivia questions stink!
Salika, how about you?
Yeah, we saw a team like Michigan flirting with a disaster towards the end of regulation and overtime with guys like Mo Wagner and Abdul Rahman, who had fouled out, but they were able to withstand a late Iowa run. But hopefully they'll be a little bit well-rested for their game against Nebraska. So we'll see how that turns out tomorrow.
My final thought is that just want to give you an update. I did double-check the application we filed for the Grambling State Tigers to – have their APR ban lifted. The waiver application we filed is online. It has been submitted to the NCAA.
Yes.
We are hoping to have a response. Let's see what today is. Today's Thursday. Hopefully by the weekend, David.
Yeah, hopefully so. I mean, we'll keep you updated on that. And again, for those of you that don't understand waivers, you submit these. Sometimes they come back to you with questions. They want more information. So there's some things about our waiver that we may change as we work with the NCAA. Is that right, Chad?
Okay, yeah, well, we'll find out. We'll find out maybe tomorrow. We'll hear back from them. It is Friday, so hopefully before the league office is closed for the end of the day. Maybe we'll have an update tomorrow night even.
Yeah, maybe so. Hopefully they get reinstated.
All right. Well, on that note then, I guess on behalf of both John Salika and David Griggs, still locked in the public bunker, better luck tomorrow night with your next trivia question.
I really don't think those are the right answers.
And I'm going to have myself some more cauliflower because this is the best dang barbecue sauce I ever had. Have a great night, everybody.